Some say artificial intelligence will transform our planet. Vladimir Putin says harnessing AI is the path to ruling it. I'm Jonathan Strickland, and this is Tech Stuff Daily. Artificial intelligence is a hot topic of discussion. While it might conjure up thoughts of human-like robots or super-intelligent machines, the term artificial intelligence is actually a really broad one. It encompasses everything from basic functions of intelligence, such as voice recognition, and goes all the way up to concepts like cognition and self-awareness. Perhaps because of this broad definition, discussions about AI are also all over the map. Some people tout the ability of AI to help us accomplish difficult tasks or to offload more tedious work onto machines. Others point at AI as being a potential existential threat for all of humanity. Elon Musk, the entrepreneur behind such companies as Tesla and SpaceX, has famously spoken out against developing AI without some sort of strong guiding principles. Musk's argument is that AI poses an enormous risk to humans. It doesn't have to be super intelligent to be a problem either. Take the concept of weaponized AI, for instance. This could take many forms. One example might be military robots with fairly simple AI. That AI could look for enemy soldiers or vehicles and direct a robot to fire upon them. Such a weapon would be a powerful tool for a nation to use against enemy forces, and it might mean that countries possessing that capability would be more willing to enter into conflicts. After all, the soldiers are made out of metal, glass, and plastic. They're expensive, but they're disposable. If you can pit robots against an enemy and keep your people safe, you might be more willing to enter into that armed conflict. Or you could develop artificial intelligence designed to infiltrate and sabotage enemy infrastructure. Rather than controlling a physical robot, these programs would attempt to penetrate, spy upon, or disrupt systems like power grids or other critical infrastructure. Security firms like Symantec have already warned the public that hackers had successfully compromised several energy companies to an alarming degree, and that if hackers so wished, they could potentially cause massive blackouts across major sections of the United States power grid. An automated intelligence that can behave in a similar way would be incredibly dangerous. None of this requires the artificial intelligence to have anything remotely similar to human intelligence. But if it is possible to make machines think for themselves, that could be even more risky. Russian President Vladimir Putin said that whoever becomes the leader in this sphere, that sphere being artificial intelligence, will become the ruler of the world. Putin seems to suggest that AI will be the next big arms race, and there are a lot of contenders pushing toward developing ever more powerful AI besides Russia, including China and the United States. Over at the United Nations, discussions about weaponized AI have begun. A group of more than 100 technology experts sent a message to the UN to call for a ban on autonomous weapons. The message in part read that if development in that space continued, it would be very difficult to reverse direction later on. In the meantime, weaponized AI could pose an enormous threat to vulnerable populations, and that's assuming everything is working properly in the first place. The United Nations has a rescheduled meeting of government experts to talk about AI that will happen in November 2017. The meeting was rescheduled because some of the member nations had yet to pay their dues in September, when the meeting was originally supposed to take place. While AI could potentially cause a great deal of harm, there's no denying it could also have a positive impact on the world if used responsibly. For example, IBM's Watson platform has been working with healthcare professionals to help doctors diagnose and treat patients. Autonomous vehicles have the potential to prevent thousands of deaths from car accidents caused by human error. Robots are taking on more jobs that traditionally are dangerous for humans to perform. There are many applications of AI that are clearly beneficial to humans as a whole. The question about whether AI will ultimately be a boon or a threat to mankind seems to hinge largely upon how we are determined to implement it. If, as the group of technology experts argue, we place strict limitations on the use of AI in military applications, we may say that artificial intelligence is the most important technological advance human beings have made since the invention of fire. If we do not heed those warnings, we may say it's the most destructive tool ever created. To learn more about artificial intelligence in all its forms and applications, subscribe to the Tech Stuff podcast. The show publishes every Wednesday and Friday with a deep dive on big topics in the technology space. Also, I throw in a lot more jokes. That's all for today. I'll see you again soon.